Raspberry.
And several of them you'd say a lot of.
Raspberries? Mm-hmm. I didn't pronounce that P at all.
No, I don't either. Are you familiar with a plant called laurel?
Not really. Mountain laurel, but I'm not really familiar with it.
What about rhododendron?
I've seen it, but I don't.
Then you would call it?
Rhododendron.
But it doesn't grow around here?
No.
Okay. All right, some questions about the family. If you were having trouble making up your mind about something, didn't want to make the decision yourself, you might say, well, I need to ask the person you're married to, I need to ask.
Billy.
Okay, without using his name, you would refer to him as?
My husband.
And he might say, well, I need to ask.
My wife.
What do you call a woman whose husband has died?
A widow.
You ever heard a name for the woman if her husband has left her?
A grass widow?
Sure. You have any idea why she's called a grass
widow? No, I hadn't ever thought about it. Have you?
Yes, I've only had one explanation. The fellow said that, well, he reckoned that the grass was greener, you know, that old thing. So, I don't know, I guess that's as good as any for a homegrown biologist. The man who raised you, that's your?
My father.
What did you call your father?
I called my parents by their given names, Baxter and Francis.
Uh-huh. And the woman who raised you, that's your?
My mother.
And both of them together, there you
go. My parents.
And your father's father, that's your?
My grandfather.
And his wife was your?
Grandmother.
What did you call your grandparents?
I didn't call any of them grandmother and granddaddy, except my daddy's stepfather, I called granddaddy. Mm-hmm. But we had names for the others.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean, you had names?
Well, I called my grandmother Lacey Lacey.
Mm-hmm.
And her husband, the dentist, Doc. And my other grandmother, who was Ms. Meeky.
Mm-hmm.
And the next door neighbor that was our third grandmother, we called Caney.
Mm-hmm.
Ms. Mm-hmm. She was Caney.
Okay. And your sons and your daughters, they're your?
Children.
What would you say if you, the name that a child is referred to or he's called just within his family? Not his real name.
A nickname. Sally is my nickname.
Mm-hmm.
And it's real confusing. None of my children have nicknames.
Mm-hmm. Okay. This is something that has wheels on it. You can put a baby in it and lie down.
A buggy?
Mm-hmm. What would you say you're going to do? I believe I'll put the baby in the buggy and go out and do what?
Take the baby for a stroll.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Your children or your sons and your
daughters
or your boys and your
girls.
Talking about a woman's condition when she's expecting a baby, you say she's what?
I say PG. You want pregnant?
And you say it? Sure. Hey, can you ever remember a time when that was not a polite word?
Oh, they used to say expecting.
Expecting, yeah. Any other ways?
But there are all kinds of things that children know now. When they're 2 years old, we didn't know that we were grown.
Yeah.
Words and from looking at television.
Sure. Have you ever heard in the family one?
Yes, I've heard that.
You might say, or you have heard the expression.
In the family one.
Okay. If a doctor's not available to help with the delivery, who might?
A midwife.
Mm-hmm. You know, I was riding around town the other day and I went down some street that went off the square.
You saw a sign that said midwife? Oh, well, there's been an article about her in the paper. She's black, and there have been several of them in this county trained by the health department.
Mm-hmm. So she's licensed and all?
I think so. Mm-hmm.
I've never seen one advertised like that before. Yeah, it was interesting. Okay, this expression, if a boy has the same color eyes and hair as his father, you might say that the boy